Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I am Nara Birch. Trigger warning, today's going to be a difficult one. There's going to be suicide talk and, yeah, fun stuff like that. I'm sorry, I feel like just lately I've been putting out a lot of episodes like this, and I don't want to, but part of the thing is, I'm an autistic self-advocate, and while I see myself as a voice for my community, I am only able to represent my own autistic experiences fully. I might be able to help in other ways, but I can only truly tell you my autistic story. That's the only one I'm qualified to talk about. Unfortunately, it's been a little bit of a rough story lately. Lately my burnout has just been getting really bad. And normally my burnout and my suicidal thoughts don't mix. And lately they've been having a drink at the bar together in my head a lot. I had another incident yesterday. The issue is, I've just fought so hard for 28 years, and I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm exhausted. Sometimes it feels like every second is just agony that I'm waiting to get through. It hurts physically and mentally. Like, my vessel physically is aching. I spent like 6 hours crying, like straight for 6 hours yesterday, because when my fiance left to go to work, I was just kind of alone, and that's been the issue. I'm trying very hard to make new friends. I really am. But I'm not very good at it. I don't know how to text people. I don't know how to continue conversations. Any friend that I've made, the three or four friends I've made my entire fucking life, it's, I mean, I've met them in person and been able to talk to them, and I guess friendship developed, but other than that, I don't know how to make friends. I'm trying not to cry, because I cried for so long yesterday. I don't know, I've just been very, very lonely, and that's been causing burnout. It struck really hard after I dropped my fiance off at work. And it kind of stuck for a while. I like spending time with myself. That's the other thing that's sad. I love spending time with myself. But I don't like spending time with myself when it seems to be the only option. And I didn't really know who to reach out to. Like, I knew one of my friends was working, and then the other friend, I was scared that if I texted them and they said that they had plans with other people and they couldn't hang out, even though that's a completely reasonable thing to say, I knew that would break me a little bit, because I would be like, okay, well, that was my only choice, my only chance, and that's gone. I would just sit at home thinking about how much I wish I could go out with some people, just to hang out, just go over to someone's house, go out to the bar with someone, just like do something with someone. And I don't have that option. And unfortunately, that means now I'm just going to be sitting here waiting until somebody possibly texts me to ask to hang out, because I just don't have the energy to have a no thrown at me, even if it's a completely respectful and reasonable no. It's just hard. It's just hard. And I'm scared. I'm very scared. I've never had just such apathy. Like, my fiance is the one who's basically keeping me here. That's one of I'm afraid to talk about this. I'm afraid that somebody might call someone to try to do a welfare check. I'm fucking fine. I'm not going to do anything. I promise. Like, leave me the fuck alone. But my brain is scared. And I'm scared. And this is the only way I know how to cope with it. And maybe it'll help someone else who's feeling like this too. And just know that I know every second is agony, but we're gonna have to get through it, because that's just what we have to do, because there's people here whose lives could really get messed up if I decide that I'm done fighting my fight. And that fucking sucks. I mean, I'm glad that I have that, but I wanted so long to have something like that, and that's not enough to keep me happy. I know I'm so close. I know I'm doing a really good job, and I'm trying very, 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 very hard to try to meet new people and to try to go do things, but I'm kind of at a loss. I'm kind of at a standstill. I just need somebody to take pity on me and be my friend, which is how it feels like I've made my friends in the past. Whew, this is a sad one, but it just sucks. I've always had issues with friendship. I've never had friends. I don't know how to talk to humans. I don't have the same shared life experiences as humans. I don't go on any social media or watch any, like, TV or movies, really, other than, like, Project Runway over and over again and, like, anti-MLM content on YouTube. I don't know what to talk to people about. I don't look at social media. I don't look at memes or TikTok videos. I don't know what to send people. I don't know how to handle that. And I fucking hate it. And it's burning me out more than anything ever has. Friendship has always been the trigger, because it's always been something I've really, really wanted. And have barely accomplished. Like, I do appreciate my friends, and I do love them, and I'm very glad I have them. But I talk to them, but I hang out with them maybe once a month, maybe less. Like, that's not really friendships. And I have started seeing a new person, and that's been nice, but I just, if it's not enough, it's not enough. I need people. I've been so psychologically damaged by just being in captivity with abusive prison guards all my fucking life. And mentally, it's taking its toll. Damage has been done already. So much damage has been done. And I don't know if it's gonna get fixed. I think I'm gonna end it there. I don't know. I just thought it was important to talk about it on the podcast, because I know there's probably someone else out there who's probably crying right now with me because they agree. It's hard enough to make friends as an autistic person, but then we have to add in all of my abuse and my social isolation, and that doesn't help. I'm truly lost. I'm truly lost. Whew. Okay, well, I'm hoping today's gonna be better. We have a lot of stuff we have to do today. And unfortunately, my fiancé does have to go to work at some point, so I will be alone again. But we're gonna cross that bridge when it comes to it, I guess. Thank you guys so much for listening to me. Sorry, trying so hard not to cry. But thank you guys for listening to me. I have social medias and whatnot, but fuck it. I feel weird plugging social media and, like, different things after. I just cry into the microphone for a while. But thank you guys for listening. Hopefully next time I talk to you, things feel a little bit better. Bye.